federal arrest warrant, a warrant for me in prison for 10 years. And this is valid all over the U.S., every state, and in all the U.S. possessions.
And I think, Bobby, only you was charged or...
So far as I know, I'm the only person in the United States who has been charged on this Bush's executive order. This is...
Did you ever contest this, Bobby, in court?
No, I haven't been back, no. I am not going to dignify this even by getting a lawyer to bother this, no.
This is simply...
This is a political... Trumped up bullshit. Everybody knows it. You know, utter sheer nonsense. Larry Evans, for example, a goddamn Jewish liar, he writes in his Jew magazine, Chess Life. He played in a chess tournament in Cuba, way back in the 60s. And it even said right there in the U.S. passport that this passport is not valid to travel to Cuba.
He played there.
He got good money, several thousand dollars. He told me he got good money. He even told me about it back then. And nothing happened because he's a goddamn Jew.
So how come the U.S. government is biased against you? Or
they're biased against me. I beat the Jews in chess. Fast is a Jew. I beat the Jews in chess, number one. Yeah. I beat them badly, too. Very badly.
I remember.
Very badly. I beat the Jews very badly in chess. Plus, on top of that, I exposed them as cheating in chess. That's outright crooks. Plus, I was exposed the Holocaust that had never happened. Or totally made up. The Jews are goddamn liars. There is not a shred of truth in this Holocaust. They made it up to extort money from Germany and to indirectly extort money from the American people to support the bandit state of Israel, which is supposedly a last refuge for these poor persecuted Jews. See?
Yeah. So, but now...
They extorted from Germany over $100 billion on this lie. Jews. The United States and the world Jew was extorted over $100 billion from Germany to be given to Israel, to the bandit state of Israel.
Wow.
This is allegedly because of this gas chambers and this Holocaust stuff, which never happened. Plus, people don't even know this, Germany built the whole goddamn infrastructure for Israel. They built their railroads, their phone system, everything. Plus, now, and this is a fact, I even got it in here. This is an article in the Jerusalem Post that shows that Germany built three high-tech submarines for Israel, which are loaded with atomic bombs. And they gave us a gift to Germany, to Israel, in addition to all the money. So this is total madness and total slavery. The Germans have made the slaves of the Jews, helping the Jews take over the world. The Jews have submarines with atomic bombs, and three of them, and they're high-tech, built in Germany, gifted to Israel, so that Israel can maybe blow up Germany if they want to. Blow up the whole damn country. And they say Israel has hydrogen bombs, too. Hydrogen bombs, and now they've got submarines loaded with these hydrogen bombs. It's total madness. That's why I'm so forceful about this Jewish problem. See, people go, oh, well, that's a problem for the Arabs. Who cares about the Palestinians? It's not just it's a problem for the world, the Jews.
What was your greatest match?
I just read this indictment too.
Okay.
So I want to continue to just show how serious they are about putting me in prison.
Okay.
This is the United States District Court for the District of Columbia holding a criminal term, grand jury sworn in on October 29th, 1991. United States of America versus Robert James Fisher. criminal number, there's no number, it's a grand jury original violation. 50 U.S.C., paragraphs 1701, 1702, and 1705, International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Indictment. The grand jury charges that from order, this came out December 15th, 1992, this indictment. Okay. The grand jury charges that from on or about July 11th, 1992, until on or about November 5th, 1992, within the jurisdiction of the District of Columbia and elsewhere, the defendant, Robert James Fisher, a United States person, did knowingly and willfully perform a contract in support of a commercial project in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, Serbia and Montenegro, in that the defendant, Robert James Fisher, did enter into and perform a contract between the defendant, the Yugoscandic Company of Belgrade, Yugoslavia, and Boris Spassky, to participate in the, quote, World Championship chess matches. I put that in quotation marks, because the Jews are behind this. They don't like the fact that I played for the World Championship. You know this now, Eugene?
Yeah.
Quotation marks, see?
Right.
They would never put it in quotation marks for it as part of the so-called World Championship match. Never. In the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, Serbia, and Montenegro, for a cash purse of $5 million in United States currency and a percentage of revenues from the commercial gain as a result of the performance of the aforementioned contract. And then it says in parentheses, in violation of Title 50 U.S.C., paragraphs 1701, 1702, and 1705, and Executive Order 12810, a true bill, four persons, so on, and then it says, signed by Attorney of the United States in and for the District of Columbia, and it's written here, I can't, this is J.B. Destin something, or something, anyway. This is it, and then on the same day, they issued a warrant for my arrest. And this is, I think, signed by Richie J, I think it is here. Anyway, this is December 15th, and this is United States of America versus Robert James Fisher, name and address of individual to be arrested. Robert James Fisher, no known address, no PDID, whatever that is. DOD, I guess that's date of birth, 3943. U.S. Marshal or any authorized agent, you are hereby commanded to arrest the above-named person and bring that person before the nearest available magistrate to answer the charges listed below. And then it says this, 51701, 1702, 1705, International Emergency Economic Powers Act. This is December 15th, it gives the time of day, I think it's here. U.S. Marshal District of Columbia, received December 15, 1992, in violation of so-and-so, and signature Patrick J. Aldrich, U.S. Magistrate Judge, and the Deputy Clerk, Thomas S. Hilton, and Clerk of the Court, Nancy Mayer Washington, dated issue 12-15-92. And this warrant was received and executed with the arrest of, and they have a case to fill in after they arrest me, but they haven't filled that in yet, because they haven't arrested me. Okay, so that's it. You can see it right here. That's the arrest warrant. Federal arrest warrant.
Bobby, because I remember in 1972, when you beat Boris Spassky,
yeah,
in 1972 Reykjavik Iceland World Championship, and in so doing you stuck the monopoly of world title hold of the Soviet Union, you came back to U.S. like a conquering hero, you know?
Quite, the dirty Jews will work even there.
But they did not like you, even at the
time. No, because I got a telegram from Kissinger, and he said, we look forward to Mrs. Reading in the White House.
Kissinger is a Jew, or what?
He's a Jew. He said, I look forward to greeting you in the White House. Obviously, that's what Kissinger, I mean, what Nixon had told him to say. That if you remember, before them, that Kissinger person called me up
to
tell me to go. So he told me he did this on instruction from Nixon. So
right.
The point is, Somehow, I was going to be invited to the White House, not to this Mayor Lindsay. But the Jews put pressure on President Nixon not to invite me to the White House. Instead, you know who invited me to the White House?
Who?
This little old Corbett, this little Russian gymnast. I mean, she just won some medals for Russia.
She's a Russian.
She got invited to the White House around that time instead of me.
You mean you were never involved?
You never invited to the White House.
Oh, for all the accomplishments that you did for America.
Yeah, I got a telegram from Nixon, which has been stolen by the dirty Jews, but I was never invited to the White House, not by Nixon.
Even this letter was stolen.
Yeah, also telegraphing.
You're telling me even this your letter to original letter to Encyclopedia Judaica was also stolen.
Right. Just that one goddamn letter. If the dirty Jews want a shot, they can probably get a fortune for it. No question.
In the future, they can afford millions.
Millions. Yeah. I don't even know in the future. Maybe today.
Wow. So exactly, Bobby. Can you? What can you say about how can they make this all up? I mean, how can they make up for what their shortcomings?
How can they make up?
Yes, how can they?
Well, I have to get my property back. Many people, the people who robbed it, have to go to prison. I have to drop the charges. Many, many things have to happen.
Why couldn't they do that? You put the United States in the power chest, haven't you?
Well, it's a Jewish dictatorship there. The United States doesn't really exist. It's a facade. Totally Jewish. Look at the administration. Totally Jewish. Most of the ambassadors even that Putin appointed are Jews.
The state secretary, the defense.
Right. The secretary of the treasury.
Yeah.
The spokesman for the State Department. It's a huge long list. And now the Democratic Party has a vice president.
And
this candidate, rather, Lieberman, who is, some people say Gore is a secret Jew too, which I wouldn't be surprised at all. He looks rather Jewish to me.
Don't you have any, is there any entity which you can approach to somehow be able to solve this political problem?
Yeah, you. I'm going on the air, I'm going public. That's the only thing, you know. I have made all of these charges. I started making these charges on the air, in Hungary. That was the first broadcast that I was about 12 hours, a few hours before I did Pablo Mercado. I have been attacking the Beacons. I've been attacking Bob Elder. I have been attacking the U.S. government. I have been attacking my former lawyers, Charles Shane Jr., Joseph Cho Jr. I've been attacking the Pasadena Police Department. I've been attacking the U.S. government, President Bill Clinton. Personally, I said he is behind this robbery. He authorized it. Today. And this is not a joke. I'm lying, I'm dying. You show me. Not one of these mothers has answered me anywhere. Once. Not one of them. Once. None of them has made one public statement about my charges. This, I believe, is unprecedented in the history of the world, where somebody makes these charges for such a long period of time, so loudly, so publicly, yet none of the perpetrators, the accused, let's say, are answering back. Why? Because they're goddamn guilty, all of them. It's a massive Jewish conspiracy.
So what exactly do you plan to say, Bob, while this is going on? Or?
Well, I haven't been back to the U.S. since 92.
Why? Because you'll be arrested, right?
Yeah, I've been arrested. I left in
any territory, for that matter, right?
Huh? Any territory, any state, right. I guess I could be arrested in Guam or wherever. I left the U.S. around July, middle of July, 92. I haven't been back since then. Because I was indicted December 15, 1992. I was Yugoslavian at that time. And you can see they're serious. They've had all the time in the world to drop these charges.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... So they want to put me in prison. They want to rob everything I've worked for all of my life. They want to destroy my reputation. They want to steal all my intellectual property rights. They want to discredit me in every way. They have forged the Jewish bachelor has forged and pirated my 60 memorable games. Totally rewritten it, not giving me a penny. made thousands upon thousands of changes in the book. I'm not even counting when I say thousands upon thousands of changes, the changeover from descriptive notation to algebraic notation.
Exactly what do they think you are? Do they think you are...
They think I'm a punching bag or a doormat that they can kick around. They like to go after me. First of all, it's very lucrative, you know. Secondly, they know I'm a very sensitive person. So they get intense pleasure out of screwing over, you know. Because they're sadistic bastards, the Jews. Look what they do to their children. They mutilate their children on the eighth day. They cut off a piece of their penis. Totally illegal. But they've been doing it for thousands of years and getting away with it. They're a lawless, criminal, parasitic people. They've always been that. Study, you know, I read on, I think I read someone on your station, I've been from the Talmud about a year ago, if you remember. And it tells the most dreadful things. Like the best of the Christians deserve to be strangulated. Things like this. This is their Jewish teaching, really. But you don't have to go to the Talmud. You just look in the Old Testament. It's a horror story in the Old Testament. Constant killings and killings and killings. And the prophets are constantly egging on the kings, telling them to go kill these pagans, their neighbors. There's one story in the Old Testament I remember quite distinctly. One of the prophets, he told Saul, who was king in the Old Testament, he says, there's this town over here. The people are just dreadful. They're worshiping their gods under every tree, and they have idols and everything. You should go to this town and kill everything that breathes. See? So that means, you know, man, women, children, animals, everything. So King Saul went to the town, like the prophet commanded. He was a blind prophet. And, physically blind. Morally blind too, but anyway, physically blind for sure. So Saul goes to this town, and he started to kill all the men, like the prophet told him. But then you saw the women were beautiful, and they had a lot of children. So, well, why should I kill the women and the children? I'll just take them for slaves. And also, he didn't kill the animals like he was supposed to do. So then, this prophet, he's blind, he comes into the town, and he says, what is this I hear? I hear the sound of goats blinking and whatever. I commanded you to kill everything in this town. What is it? Well, you know, I thought it was just too much, prophet. I killed all the men, like you said, but I took the women and the children as slaves, and I let the animals go. I mean, well, why should I kill these children? They don't even know their right hand from their left hand. It's crazy. And then the prophet says, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord, your kingdom is rent from you. I'm giving it to this young boy, David. This is in the Bible. You check it out. I'm not making this up. I know the Old Testament. I used to read that stuff.
Anyway, how did the two of you become good friends, Eugene?
And this is considered a holy book.
Yes.
No, the Catholic Church. I like the Catholic Church, but they were very wrong to make the Old Testament a part of the Bible. But having said that, I don't know. Their Bible is somewhat different from the Protestant Bible, so hopefully that's not in there.
The
Bible, that's
fine.
I don't know.
Anyway, getting to other topics. Kind of saving rapidly to... how did you two become good friends?
Good friends?
No, wait a minute. When he was here in 1967, we did not meet at the time. That was the first time he was here. He was invited by the Lopezes with the Meralco. And then after that, in 73, he was invited here by then-President Marcos.
Yeah.
He was a special guest by Marcos. And even at that time, I remember he was telling me that when he saw me, he said, I look like, to him, I look like a joke, you know, or what was that? Because of my long hair. You were already a grandmaster then. 73, not yet.
He usually had a real disco look in those days. He had long hair, platform shoes, a perpetual smile on his face. I couldn't take him seriously, but I learned later, he was a very serious player. He is a very serious player.
Yeah.
He must be deceiving.
Because that was the time of Beatles, no?
Oh, yeah,
before that, yeah. And Bell Bottom. Anyway, then I think, but after that,
I think we met again in 76. He was again a guest of President Marcos.